Genesis chapter 36. Well, here you've got a lengthy explanation of the genealogy that came from Esau. And we're told that Esau is Edom, so he became the father of the nation known as Edom. The first thing you notice, verse 2, Esau took his wives from the daughters of Canaan, and they're all listed, and their father's names are listed as well. You remember that his parents, Isaac and Rebekah, were very grieved that Esau married the local women. You can understand why. When you look at the names of some of these women and what they mean, Aholibama, for example, the daughter of Anar. Aholibama means the tent of the high place, all connected with idolatry. And as I say, I think the idea is that God was not pleased with the fact that he married the women of the area and not those within the family of promise, because they were associated with idolatry. You read about Nebaioth, which means, again, the high places. So many times Israel are condemned for worshipping God in the high places. And so what happened? Well, he did not end up within the family of God. And he really set that up for himself, because he married these women who were not believers and were, in fact, idolaters. And we're given the names of their fathers very often. And I think when you marry not just a person, but a family. You've got to remember that. And if you simply love God and want to go his way, I think your attraction in terms of marriage ought surely to be naturally towards someone who believes as you are, who is within the family of God. It didn't work out with Esau, and he goes off and lives in Edom, and so many prophecies against Edom that they really were condemned, and they turned against God's people on so many occasions over history. And it's, as I say, not surprising, because he married women who were absolutely against the ways of the one true God.